Hey everyone, welcome to episode number 2 of season 2 of JMC Jams. Totally messed that one up there, but hey, this is what happens when you're kind of just riffing off and doing it spontaneously, I guess. Okay, so season 2, episode 2, and we're going to be talking about this really hot off the press event that's happening this week. It's going to be a regular thing running throughout this semester and for years to come. We're certainly hoping it will be anyway. It's going to be called Linked Up Speaker Series, and it's a speaker series that has been created within the advertising department here in JMC. And I'm going to be talking to one of the organizers, Sumit Sayal, who is formerly of Intel. And Sumit, together with Aaron Freitas, who teaches in the agency class and also in the portfolio class, they've been putting this group of speakers together. It's going to be happening in DBH 117, our creative lab, and we're hoping it will grow in popularity. And anyway, what we're going to do is talk to Sumit, see what this whole shebang is about, and get you guys excited really to turn up. So without any further ado, I just want to introduce Sumit. Yeah. Hi, Sumit.
Hi, John. How are you? Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much for working on this. I know that you came into my office not so long ago, really, and we started chatting about opportunities, about, you know, how you enjoyed the advertising program and, you know, your thoughts, etc. And what could we do? So we just started spitballing, coming up with ideas. And I think that the speaker series is something that you ran with. I brought Aaron into the mix, and you guys have just like, bam, hit the ground running with it, you know, and here we are about to launch it to the point where it was like, oh my gosh, we're here already? So I really appreciate the speed at which you guys have been working on this.
No, it's incredible, and I do remember, it's only been a few months, like you said, and what's amazing about it is, well, if you remember our first conversation, I just wanted to see if I could make an impact into, you know, the education side. And it's amazing, we'd had a conversation, a quick conversation, which led into kind of the idea and then the idea into execution, and here we are. And I just wanted to say thanks for the opportunity, because it's only ideas, when you distill the idea and then turn it into action, that it forms into something. So I'm pretty excited about what we've created. I think the students are gonna be pretty excited about what we've created, and I can't see how this thing turns into something big for years and years in the JMC school.
I certainly hope so, but I mean, just before we get into the nuts and bolts of this thing, just tell us a bit about yourself. I mean, what's your pedigree here, Sumit? Why should we trust you with this?
Oh, what a great question. Okay, so who am I and why should you trust me? Let's see, I am yet another high-tech executive. You can call me a 30-year tech executive who's been in the valley. I'm transitioning from my corporate job into trying to do more meaningful work in life moving forward. So my last job was, I was vice president of Intel sales and marketing. I have run large groups. I've run very large P&Ls, billions of dollars worth for Intel. I own the Apple account, the Google account. And the last 15 years or so have been very focused on sales and marketing and how to make sales and marketing for the next generation of leaders. And the last few years, John, I got into a lot of the leadership aspect of my job, which led me into doing some coaching. Mm-hmm. So I've actually now started doing a lot of coaching. So I coach a lot of young leaders on how to get inspired by leadership, how to think about their job, their careers, and all these things. And then that led me into thinking about teaching, because somebody came and he said, hey, you should like really start thinking of taking these things and putting it into mm-hmm. universities. And lucky enough, I found you, because because our first conversation, you, if you remember, I was still kind of distilling a lot of thoughts of who I am and what I want to do. But as I've gone through about 5-6 months, it's really come to a point where I wanted to make an impact. And the reason you should trust me is because this is, I call this God's work for me at this point. This isn't something I'm doing because of, you know, this is something I want to do. This is something that's a bigger calling for me. So if I could make an impact in any place, universities, leaders, whoever, this is what I want to do.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the accounts you've, I mean, you were very humble, really, just dropping in, you know, like, you know, owning the Apple account, this and the other. That's a really big deal in terms of communications, right? Because,
yeah,
I mean,
for sure,
Intel is not just global. It's kind of, you know, it's one of the big established monolithic,
yeah,
within tech, monolithic,
yeah,
institutions. And, you know, actually being in control of the communications for what are their largest accounts in a way on a global level, dude, that's kind of, you know, it's up there, isn't it? So
for sure,
from that to organizing our little speaker series, I think that, you know, hopefully between you and Aaron, you've come up with some winners on there, right? So
yeah,
drawn from, you know, people you know, people Aaron knows, kind of inviting them into our space, which is great. So, I mean, what are we aiming to achieve with the speaker series? Because we've got a focus, right? We've got a theme that's running through at least this semester.
Yeah. Hey, before I go into what are we trying to achieve, I do want to highlight. So Aaron and a bunch of your students from your portfolio class, I do want to say, phenomenal team. I mean, I shared this with you the other day. I came in here without like just an open mind and said, how are we going to put it together? I'm just inspired by everybody's willingness to just roll up the sleeves and get things done. And you're spot on. Communication's at the heart of it. It's how you communicate. What's your communicating? What are you trying to get out of it? What are the objectives? So we've done a lot of that. I think if you're asking, you know, what's going to be this thing called the linked up speaker series and why should somebody attend? I would say when I started thinking about this and you, I had the chat, I think the top of mind thing for students right now at San Jose, everybody I talk to, is, hey, I'm about to finish my degree. My life is about to start in my career. Once I get out of here, what is that like? What is life beyond the university? And I think it's top of mind for students for the right reasons, in my opinion. They're all worried about, you know, how am I going to land that first job? How am I going to be successful in buying my car, my house, my whatever? Because these are all things we all wanted, even you and I, when we were young. So what my goal is, and our goal for the speaker series is, we want to bring in outside-in perspective from people that are living and breathing in the Valley. Somebody like me, even, who's worked 25 years, has made it, I'll call it on the other side, right? And I want these people to just have an open, honest dialogue with students about what it takes to be successful, what it takes to do good, hard work in the Silicon Valley, what it takes to be successful, what does communication mean? What does leadership mean? What does management mean? You know, what is the creative field like? What is the management track like? So I'm trying to bring a lot of outsiders in, and I'm really hoping that we get a lot of turnout from students who come in and listen to them, ask lots of good, engaging questions so they feel inspired to want to come again and again. So that's what I'm hoping to get done.
Yeah, and I mean, the focus, of course, it comes from the advertising program, right? So,
for sure,
you know, we got all of these aspects of creativity and the new technologies that are kind of fueling the work that is being done. And maybe paving the way for, like, you know, future developments in creative practice as well. And I say creative practice meaning the creative industries of
right,
which we are just a small part of, you know. So just tell us a little bit about some of these speakers, you know, and who are they? Why are they influential?
Yeah. So I thank you for saying that, right? Because it is the advertising, the PR, the journalism, the marketing. So a lot of speakers that I handpicked are people that have their own PR agencies. These are people that are representing very large, call it people in Hollywood, big entertainers, and how they're handling their portfolio. Then I've got people coming from tech. I've got somebody coming in who runs the reputation of Intel, the corporate reputation and the communication at the CEO office. Not just about the company and their products, but just how the company needs to be perceived from a holistic lens. Then I have people coming in here that are actually running in, call it responsible AI. You know, there's a lot of talk about a lot of jobs are going to get eliminated, a lot of the creative fields are going to get disrupted. But I think this is all just a lot of paranoia, which needs to kind of subside a little bit because, yes, machines can do a bunch of things, but guess what? Humans can do a lot more than any machine can do. So a lot of these speakers are going to come in and talk about what does AI mean in creative fields, in some of these fields like journalism, advertising. What does it mean for you to be successful beyond what the machine can do, right? I've got some interesting people coming in who have PhDs in philosophy that are going to come and talk about how philosophy has inspired them in everything they've done, right? Not just in their personal life and their careers. I've got some speakers that are coming in you know, that are just hardcore tech people mm-hmm. that are working on real hardcore tech problems and how they're solving it in the Silicon Valley. So it's a plethora of different viewpoints, and my hope is students come and listen and enjoy. It's supposed to be just more fun than anything else.
I hope so. It certainly sounds interesting. I love the idea of bringing in folks from, you know, other walks of life, from philosophy, as you mentioned, you know, because ultimately, and I say this to my students all the time, you know, when you're working in the comms businesses like we are in the creative industries, you really do have to soak up so much in terms of culture, thought, opinion, the world around us, right? And so that's where our ideas come from. And so to have somebody from philosophy the week before somebody from engineering, you know, that's kind of awesome, really. And actually, it also opens our doors to other majors, other disciplines, students in philosophy, for example, but also students across the entire college, you know, in terms of art, design, etc. Because these are issues which are impacting all of us, that are affecting all of us. And and they'd be wise to make their way down to Dwight Bentall Hall, DBH 117, on Thursdays at 6 p.m.
Thursday at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Room 117, the best room that
I've
seen.
It's the best room for sure. Second to this one, or no, this one's second to 117, I would say.
Love it, yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty cool to have that hosted there within our space. The reason we're having it there is because, of course, you know, it's kind of standing room only, it becomes informal. It's almost like the old salons, you know, like sort of back in the late 19th century, early 20th century, or even before that, you know, in the Roman forums when, you know, folks used to like to sort of stand around and discuss and debate. And that's ultimately what we're trying to achieve here, right?
Yeah, spot on. And thanks for saying that. And I do want the students to know it is a very kind of informal setting. It is something where we want you to be relaxed, ask relaxed questions. Please don't feel like there's ever a question that's the wrong question. There's no such thing, right? Just come in. The room and the environment's awesome. I'm looking forward to how it turns out.
Yeah. So this Thursday, which is February
13th. That's right.
I know we've got a bad weather forecast, but hopefully there won't be anybody really lots of affected by that. Yeah. We hope to keep you dry in here.
Yeah.
Dry and entertained and informed, ultimately, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, we're starting rain or shine the 13th, 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to how many more students we can get outside of JMC. The more we get, the merrier. I would love to see, you know, linked up as a very large event someday. This is just the beginning, right? Whether being perfect or not doesn't matter, because this is going to be a living, breathing thing that we're going to make something big out of.
I hope so. And it's a weekly thing. So we'll have speakers over a 10-week period right now, isn't it? Yeah. And then we kind of less of gauging how that works and taking it from there.
Yep. Yeah. That's the plan.
Apart from spring break. No, nobody in spring break.
I hope not.
No.
I hope we're all...
Well, they'll be here on their own.
Yeah. I hope we're enjoying spring break, but yes.
I hope so, too. So... I mean, in other news as well, of course, it's like you mentioned that students from our DBH agency and our portfolio class have been working with you and Aaron on crafting a look, a feel, a brand identity for Linked Up, the speaker series. And they'll start communicating through our JMC socials as well.
Love it.
Which is awesome, really. So kind of begin to spread the word a little bit as well. But also it's really great fun. It's inspiring to see that, you know, this is not something that just sits as an extracurricular. It's involving students at every level of their time here in JMC, you know. So thank you for doing that, because you didn't have to, but it's great that it's it's sitting firmly within our DNA.
Thanks for saying that. It was funny, I walked into your portfolio class and I meet all these students. And they're like, I'm their client. And I'm like, no, I'm not a client. I'm like, I'm here to work with you. Let's just roll up the sleeves. And I think I shared this with you already. I was just inspired by just how the students just rolled up the sleeves, got into it. The creative work was like done like that. And I just think it's supposed to be a collaborative work environment where we can actually come together and build something great. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. Now, I've been given a lot of arm motions from the other side of the room. So I guess we've got to wind it up. I mean, this is the problem with these podcasts. I just want to carry on chatting, you know. But I guess we all have lives to live and places to be at.
For sure.
Sumit, I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
I'm convinced this is going to be a huge success. Let's hope so. Yeah. So Thursday, 6 p.m., DBH 117. Be there or be square, as we used to say back in the day, right?
That's right. Be there. Let's make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, John. This is a great opportunity.
Thank you, Sumit. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, team. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Please come along. It's going to be really, really great fun. Now, next week, we've got a bit of an experimental episode coming along because I'm going to be elsewhere. So we're going to get James C. Jams straight out of Miami. Okay, Miami, FLA.
Wow, sunny Miami.
Sunny Miami. Well, I guess humid Miami, right? Okay, so thank you very much, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.